What's up, everybody? Fast Kind. Before we get into this episode, I just want to tell you real quick about our wonderful sponsors and dear friends of the podcast. First, we got Kale, aka The Grow Guru. You can check him out on Instagram at The Grow Guru Hawaii. If you're interested and want to learn how to grow your own medical cannabis and stop relying on overpriced dispensaries or shady transactions that could land you in jail, maybe, take the power into your own hands and hit up my boy Kale and learn the process from germination to harvest to smoking that shit. Head him up at The Grow Guru Hawaii. Our second sponsor is Pakalolo Seed, one of our newer sponsors and dear friends as well. Once you've gotten the information you need from Kale, you can hit up my boy Bong at Pakalolo Seed and start getting your seeds. Simple as that. They grow and breed different strains specifically for different ailments that can help with insomnia or, you know, whatever ailment might be ailing you, if I haven't said ailment enough in that last 10 seconds. But hit up Bong of Pakalolo Seed or Pakalolo Seed on Instagram. Let them know Eric sent you. And obviously for these last two sponsors, make sure you know all the laws in your state before making any decisions or, you know, going down any paths. Do your research, folks. You know, just get your shit together. And our third sponsor is Retro Hawaii. If you like obscure local clothes from the 80s or the 90s, hit up my boy Jerry on Instagram at Retro Hawaii. I don't know how he does it. He comes across all this cool ass gear that, you know, you haven't seen since the 80s. Old Gotcha t-shirts and shit like that. He's got it. And if that's your style and you want to rock that shit, hit him up and let him know Voices from the Planet sent you. And last but not least is Audible.com. For a free 30-day trial of Audible, which is audiobooks, I think they got podcasts on there now, visit their website, audible.com/audible trial, whatever, go to audible.com. If there's a promo code section, enter Voices from the Planet and you will get that 30-day free trial and one free audiobook download, even if you decide not to keep the service. And if you're into podcasts, most likely you're into audiobooks. They'll probably have something you're interested in, so go check them out. Once again, thank you to all my wonderful sponsors, The Grow Guru, Pakalolo Seed, Retro Hawaii, and Audible.com. Mahalo, mahalo, thank you, thank you. And let's just get into the episode already. That is enough. The dogs are barking. Love you guys. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you, as always, for joining me on another solo episode for you guys. The solo cast, as they're affectionately referred to. You know, if you're not familiar with this podcast and this is the first one you are checking out, thank you for finding me. But sometimes I have guests on. Most times it's just me talking about stuff, I guess. We're all figuring our shit out, so I'm figuring my shit out on recording so you can listen in. And maybe you're going through similar shit. You know, I'm not explicitly here to fucking help anybody get through their shit. I'm definitely not trying to be like anybody's fucking mentor or life coach or even a good example necessarily. Maybe sometimes the shit you hear me talk about will be like, holy fuck, I'm never gonna do what the fuck that guy's talking about. So I serve as a bad example to keep you on your right path. But none of that shit is my intention. It's basically just a chance for me to talk and get my shit out. So yeah, fucking welcome. But for this episode, I have one question for all of you. And that question is, what the fuck is up with 2020? I thought everything was supposed to be better come January 1st, 2021. Wait, what did I say? No, god damn it. I did all that good intro and shit just to ruin it by saying what's up with 2020. I mean, what the fuck's up with 2021? God damn it, ruined anyway. But that's what kind of podcast this is. Quite what I thought was a pretty good build up, but to fuck it all up, I'm not gonna fucking redo that shit. Anyways, what the fuck is up with 2021? You know? Oh my god, it's been a crazy, 11 days? Joe Biden has been confirmed as the president. Trump supporters were storming the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure what their plans were or what their... I mean, it was very unorganized looking, and I think it was more out of just frustration and anger. Mostly that people just fucking are pissed off that, you know, they were promised all these things by Donald Trump. You know, trust the plan, he said. Fucking, they stole this election, he said. But, you know, I don't recall him ever saying to go and damage property or break into the building. However, making statements like, we're going to the Capitol, we're going to march to the Capitol to a highly volatile group of people. I mean, emotions are high, stress is high. People have been on lockdown since March. People are not happy. And fucking, it's irresponsible to tweet those kinds of things. And, you know, these people, I guess not necessarily followed his instructions, but took what they thought were his instructions and decided to fucking break in and storm the Capitol of Washington, you know, the Capitol building. That's fucking crazy. I mean, one thing I do have to say is, visually speaking, to me, it looks better when people are breaking in and attacking, or their anger and violence are directed towards the government when that's what they're angry about. They weren't, you know, breaking innocent people's stores, mom and pop stores and shit, you know. And I mean, obviously I'm making the comparison to the Black Lives Matter protests, because it's easy to, I think, make a comparison, because both were violent and both, I mean, I think the intention for both was to start as peaceful protests. But I think, like with a lot of things, people get, you know, people are pissed off. They've had enough of a lot of fucking shit, whether it's the police murdering innocent black people or being told over and over by this person you see as your savior to trust the plan and that everything's gonna be okay, and then it's not fucking okay. You know, he loses, and I mean, it's the fucking explosion that it was waiting to happen, bubbling under this surface of tension that everybody was kind of yelling about, but nobody was fucking really paying attention to or listening to. So they fucking stormed. So what? They stormed the Capitol building during the middle of the confirmation, or the, you know, they're taking all the electoral votes and shit. So if their plan was to disrupt that, they did for a little while because Congress obviously reconvened and confirmed Joe Biden. And then Donald Trump went and threw all his supporters under the bus by saying what they did was a heinous act, which it was. But again, when was the last time in any of your lives that you saw people actually run on a fucking government building like that? And yes, it was fucking weird. It was really weird how the Capitol Police or whoever those people were pretty much just let them in. I mean, we've all seen the videos now, I'm sure, at this point, of guards opening up barricades and waving people through. You know, fucking, as people were walking in through the door on either side of them, Capitol Police were just standing there. And it's weird because maybe after the fact, or as news reports are coming out and people are describing this, the events of this day, they're calling these people domestic terrorists. So if you have a group, like a lot, it wasn't like 10 people, it was a lot of people who stormed that thing. And if you have that many people that you're classifying as domestic terrorists, in my mind, there should have been a lot more dead bodies on the Capitol grounds that day. Granted, 4 people did lose their lives. And I've seen some pretty horrible shit online about people, you know, on the left demonizing or saying, like, good for these people. But I have my theories about that shit as well. I saw the video of that woman being shot by Capitol Police. And I have my doubts. It's pretty suspect. I've seen a lot of, like, videos where, you know, people are firing guns on the internet, obviously. And for some reason, to me, that one didn't sound as loud. It didn't sound like a gun unless it was like a 22 handgun. Maybe. It sounded like a BB gun. Peck. It didn't sound like pop, you know? Again, I've heard guns in real life the one time I went to, a shooting range. But, like, so I'm no gun expert, so maybe I'm fucking way off on this thing, but my initial reaction to seeing the video, other than, oh my god, this lady got shot, was that gun didn't really sound fucking that loud in that hallway. I think it would have echoed super loud, you know? And then, as the camera pans, there are other Capitol Police, like, in their full tactical gear with their fucking guns and helmets that are right behind this lady. So that cop who shot the lady shot into a crowd of people. Like, he could have hit somebody else, he could have hit one of the cops, but why didn't the cops behind her why weren't they just grabbing these people and pulling them away from this window that they were trying to get to? That's fucking weird. I think that's weird. Do you think that's weird? This whole fucking thing is weird. And then this is how crazy the internet is. Like, the meme that, like, almost instantly came out that I was seeing was, and I'm sure you're all aware, is this Simpsons predicted shit in the future, because the creator, I don't know, he's a wizard or a warlock or something, but there have been other times that the Simpsons have kind of animated things that have come to fruition. But anyway, so what happened was, fucking, the picture came out that the Simpsons predicted this because there was a very distinct gentleman, person, I don't know, people probably get offended that I called him a gentleman. I did it more because it sounded funny. There was nothing gentlemanly about any of his actions that day. But he was wearing a Davy Crockett, like, raccoon skin hat with buffalo horns, no shirt. This dude's tatted up. He's red, white, and blue painted on his face, carrying around a Trump flag, wearing pants that seem to be made out of some sort of animal skin. And he was seen in a lot of pictures and in a lot of videos as they went through the Capitol building with absolutely no plan. And so the picture, the meme came out that it was groundskeeper Willie from The Simpsons standing on at outside of the Capitol building wearing the exact same thing, but holding a flag, tattoos. Because, as you know, that character, every time he took off his shirt, he was ripped as fuck, right? So, and he kind of like, got all nuts and shit. So, I think for a lot of people, that shit was believable. But for me, it's like, how could that be? Like, it just wasn't fucking possible. So, I did some research for you guys. I did my conspiracy due diligence. And I just Google searched Groundskeeper Willie, The Simpsons, and images. I scrolled through the images and I found the exact same posture that that character was in without those tattoos, not on the steps of the thing, so easily able to grab Photoshop in. So good on you, internet. I think they got a lot of people fooled, but it works because the Simpsons have been correct on other things, but just not this one. So sorry, guys, if you thought it was real, it's not. But it's crazy. And then what happens is Facebook, Twitter, all these places start fucking banning Trump or suspending Trump's account so he can't tweet. The Democrats so after the confirmation of Joe Biden, the House Democrats came out and Nancy Pelosi, I watched it. Like, this is weird. Like, this is kind of the most I've ever been paying attention to politics, and it's really fucking disturbing, and it's probably not the best for my mental health, but I'm trying to just pay attention so I know what the fuck is going on. But she comes out and is telling the Vice President Pence that he needs to enact the 25th Amendment, which is removing the president from his seat of power, and Pence will become the acting president to close out those last 13-14 days as until inauguration, which is now in like 9 days. No, 19 days. No. What? I'm fucking horrible at math. Anyways, just don't listen to that. But they want to do that. Like ultimatum style. Like, you either fucking turn your back and throw your fucking president under the bus, or we're going to impeach him. And I think they really want to impeach him because she made mention of how he'd be the only president to be impeached twice. So it almost is like they have it out for him, which I'm not surprised. They've had it out for him for day one. But that's where we are. And right now he's banned on all social medias. Can't tweet, can't post. But I did see him on Instagram, though. I'm pretty sure I still saw him on Instagram. But I guess maybe he can't post, but they didn't like take away all his shit. But like on Twitter, they just like deleted his whole fucking thing, bruh. Like, you can't comment on anything. It's crazy. There goes free speech. Say what you will about you like or you hate what the fuck he says. I don't like what the fuck he says. I don't like what half these politicians say because most of the times they're lying out of their fucking asses. But you cannot take away people's ability to say what the fuck they want. I'm sorry. As much as it offends you, don't listen then. Don't listen. Unless someone is calling for direct violence or, like, I don't even, like, that's probably where the only line I'll draw is. Somebody can spout the most vile hate speech on Twitter. You know, we have the Ayatollah in Iran tweeting, like, about death to the Jews and shit and death to America. And he's allowed to remain on Twitter. And I'm not defending Donald Trump because I hate that piece of shit, but I hate all these politicians the same. None of them are good. And the fact that so many people have put their faith and confidence in Donald Trump and Joe Biden on this at the same time is ridiculous. The fact that you think these people care about you, they just want to stay in power as long as they can, and they don't give a fuck if you get arrested for breaking into the White House. They don't give a fuck if you get arrested for breaking and burning down an AutoZone during a Black Lives Matter protest. They are not going to bail you out. So fuck these people. Why are people getting so worked up over this shit? Like, I'm getting worked up because they're getting worked up. Just everybody just needs to chill the fuck out. Everybody just needs to just relax. Smoke a ton of weed or whatever you do to relax. But there is, like, I'm all for fucking love and peace and everybody getting along. Don't get me wrong. Like, I want everybody to get along. But everybody knows, like, especially with dudes, a lot of times you have to beef in order to become friends. A lot of the best male friendships have developed or started because the two guys got into a fight in the beginning over something stupid, which all this shit is. It's stupid. So maybe the fight has to happen. Maybe, you know, people gotta beef. Oh, somebody's home. Hold on. Pause. All right. Sorry, guys. Pardon the interruption. I was recording that on my phone in the living room because the mood hit me, but my mother-in-law came home. So I paused, but I'm back. Oh, I had some time to cool down, think about it, but really, where are we going here in 2021? What the fuck are we gonna do to make it better? I think in my last one, I offered the advice of, you know, just don't be a dick, as simple as that. But what do we do when the people who can't be dicks try to ruin everybody else's good time, right? Who the fuck knows? But this is where we are. It's crazy times. Just, you know, I enjoy the show, maybe. It's crazy. It is crazy. I don't know what else to say. But I didn't feel like leaving you there on that note to end the podcast. Was the right way to do it. So jumping on here for another minute or so just to kind of wrap it up. But yeah, thank you for listening. Tell your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and, you know, hit that notification button so every time I put out a new episode, you'll be the first to know along with 7 other people. But fucking, I appreciate the support, all of you who do tune in and listen and interact and whatever. I love you guys. Fucking, I really, really appreciate it. Yeah, that's it, I guess, for this episode. Fucking, yeah, I think that's it, right? Yeah, all right. Love you guys.
Peace. mostly made up of old cans and sticks. Then one day he was cranking up on Marley. Along came the wolf on his big bad Harley. Little pig left me in. Big left me in. Well, I'm huffing, I'm puffing, I'll blow your house in. Huffing, puffing, blow your house in. Huffing, puffing, blow your house in. Huffing it up, huffing it up, blow your house in. Well, a third little piggy, the grade A student, his daddy was the rock star. From Harvard College, built his house from his architect knowledge. A tri-level mansion, Hollywood Hills. Daddy's rock stardom paid for the bills. Then one day came the old house master, the big bad wolf, the little piggy slasher. Little pig left me in. Little pig left me in.
Little pig left me in.